Welcome to this short relaxation session and congratulations for choosing to spend this time relaxing. It might just prove to be a very sound investment. Profound relaxation doesn't have to take very long, and the benefits can be huge. Relaxation is something we all know how to do and we can all benefit from it. It does take a little bit of time, but it doesn't really need any effort at all. And while your subconscious mind already starts to enjoy imagining what it might be like, to be even more relaxed. Now you can find somewhere to make yourself really comfortable, somewhere you can happily relax for a time. And you might notice some other sounds, and they can help you to relax too. If anything needs to be attended to, you'll be able to switch your attention to that. But right now, you can just take it easy. Allow yourself to switch off. Allow your attention to drift. And it doesn't matter at all if it's the top of your head that begins to relax first, or the tips of your toes, or somewhere else entirely. Because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax, and your unconscious mind can choose just where it will be handier to begin relaxing. And while you're settling comfortably into those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. A child sat in a meadow beside a small, slender tree. The grass felt soft beneath her. The wild flowers around her smelled sweet and lovely. A gentle breeze played against her skin. The sun was shining, and its warm rays glowed on her face. She was happy and extremely comfortable. Then, with a gentle flutter, a small bird appeared in the tree above her. The girl looked up from her quiet spot and smiled as the bird began to sing, framed by the blue sky. I wonder what it's singing, thought the girl as she watched and listened to the beautiful notes of the bird's song circling into the air around them. Look at me, sang the bird. Look at me. The girl looked. It was a wonderful sight. The bird's feathers were fine and delicate and ruffled themselves gently in the breeze. Its beautiful colours stood out against the clear blue of the sky. And then a gust of wind came, and the bird perched on the thin branch, swayed and bobbed about in the breeze. The branch bent and sprang under the bird's weight, and in the gusty breeze, it seemed like the bird must have to hold on rather tight. But it just sat there and sang. All that bouncing and swaying, thought the girl, and the bird just sits there and sings. Don't worry, sang the bird. I'm happy, for I have wings. And with that, it took flight. It flew up and away until it joined some other birds flying by in the sky. They all flocked together and flew off into the distance with a happy swoosh. And the girl smiled as she thought about what wonderful adventures might await her, and how, if she ever found herself holding on to something tightly, then she too might be like the bird and just let go. And with that, she jumped up and skipped across the meadow and home for tea. And now you can do things too, just as well as you want to, perhaps better than you've ever done before. And the more you can relax, the more confident you can feel. Confident of finding ways to achieve some or all of the things you've always wanted to achieve. And now you're ready to continue in whatever way you wish. Continue to rest, or continue with something else. But not before your subconscious mind has had just one more peek. One more opportunity to see, to feel, to hear, and to enjoy quite how relaxed and happy you can become.